Welcome to the weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Tricia Barden. In our top spin, the private military company Blackwater has a new look and a new lobbying team. Blackwater has thousands of employees in Iraq who work for the U.S. State and Defense Departments. The company has come under scrutiny after its employees killed at least 17 Iraqi civilians in September. Blackwater recently revamped its logo, removing the rifle scope crosshairs and making the bear paw print and lettering look less menacing. The company has also hired a group of high-powered Washington, D.C. lawyers, lobbyists, and media consultants. The public relations firm Burson Marsteller, former Whitewater prosecutor Kenneth Starr, and a Republican lobbyist whose old firm worked with convicted felon Jack Abramoff are among Blackwater's new defenders.
Karen Hughes, the United States' top public relations czar, is resigning. Hughes is a longtime associate of President Bush, who became the Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy in 2005. Over the past 2 years, Hughes held listening tours in Middle Eastern and Muslim countries that were criticized as ill-informed and sometimes insulting to participants. She promoted message discipline among U.S. embassies around the world, sending out emails with talking points about current events. Hughes also established a rapid response media and blog monitoring network at the State Department to counter negative impressions of the United States. Hughes urged corporate America to help promote the U.S. and sent figure skater Michelle Kwan and baseball player Cal Ripken abroad as unofficial diplomats. But most people around the world remain unhappy with the United States, in large part due to the war in Iraq.
The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, is considering declassifying videos to increase support for its operations in Afghanistan. NATO's Secretary General said the videos would not be propaganda, because they would not be edited or altered. He described one video where an insurgent in Afghanistan disguised himself in a woman's burqa before shooting at NATO troops. Denmark pledged 1 million euros to help NATO get these videos on television and the internet.
When is a press conference bad news? When government employees play reporter, asking their boss softball questions. That's what happened on October 23rd at a press conference on the California wildfires held by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. Here's what it sounded like.
Last question.
What lessons learned from Katrina have been applied?
And lessons learned from Katrina, it's like, is there day and is there night? And if you take a look at Katrina, where there really was not a fabric of federal partners, where there wasn't good, smooth communication between the governor, the administrator of FEMA, the governor, and the president, to see all the federal partners linked together, prescripting mission assignments, having contracts in place, following a game plan, we didn't do any of those kind of things in Katrina. And what you're seeing now is a very smoothly, very efficiently performing team.
No real reporters were present because FEMA only told them of the event 15 minutes beforehand. Reporters were given a phone number to call in, but it was a listen-only line, so they couldn't ask any questions. After the Washington Post reported that the press conference had been faked, the Homeland Security Department and White House condemned it. One FEMA staffer who was involved was about to take a new job as head of public affairs for the Director of National Intelligence. However, after FEMA's fake news conference was exposed, the National Intelligence Office withdrew its job offer.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin', our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned the private military company Blackwater. Blackwater's new lawyer is Kenneth Starr. Starr has worked closely with the Washington Legal Foundation, a conservative organization devoted to fighting, quote, activist lawyers, regulators, and intrusive government agencies, end quote. The group received tobacco industry funding and has attacked public health efforts and agencies as, quote, anti-tobacco zealots, pushing measures that were a, quote, constitutional tragedy in the making. Internal tobacco industry documents show that Philip Morris saw the Washington Legal Foundation as, quote, policy analysts sympathetic with our views, end quote. So thanks to Kenneth Starr, there are just 3 steps between cigarette companies seeking immunity for the deaths of their customers and mercenaries seeking immunity for the deaths of innocent civilians.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.